This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Hepatitis C is a very expensive disease to treat, about $100,000 or so for 3 months of pills. But it is getting cheaper. Newer drugs, more competition, and better rebates are making treatment more accessible to more people. But as Kara Lofton reports, price is still a barrier and can put a big burden on insurance programs like Medicaid, which has to make tough decisions about who qualifies for the life-saving drugs.
At Fruith Pharmacy in Nitro, pharmacists and technicians are gathering medications from a robot, checking it, and sending it down the line to be sorted and distributed. Fruith is a regional Appalachian pharmacy chain. Last year, Fruith got a grant from the National Association of Chain Drug Stores to begin offering hepatitis C testing to the community. Hepatitis C is a virus spread by contact with infected blood that can cause cancer or severe liver damage if untreated. Blood transfusions that happened before 1992 and unsterile tattoos and piercings also put people at risk for hepatitis C. But by far the largest factor in the disease's spread is intravenous drug use, drugs like heroin.
I mean, we see this as a problem in the community. You know, this is our community that we serve.
Jamie Bennett is the clinical services leader at Fruith. When she says she sees this as a problem in the community, she's talking about the fact that West Virginia has some of the highest rates of hepatitis C in the nation. There are 17 approved drugs for hepatitis C treatment, but a handful of the newer ones, such as Harvoni, Sovaldi, and Zepatier, are much more effective than the others. They are also way more expensive.
Currently, for some of the medications, it's almost, you know, close to $100,000 for treatment for one person, depending on the length of treatment. So it has definitely gone up over the past few years.
Most people don't pay that full price, though, especially in West Virginia, where about a third of the population is on Medicaid. Jamie Bennett says the vast majority of hepatitis C prescriptions they fill are for Medicaid patients, and the hepatitis C medication they fill the most of is Harvoni, made by Gilead. Previously, Medicaid patients had to have a fibrosis or liver damage score of 3 out of 4 in order for West Virginia Medicaid to pay for treatment. In July, West Virginia Medicaid moved that score to a 2 out of 4. Vicki Cunningham is director of pharmacy services for West Virginia Medicaid.
Companies are giving bigger rebates on their drugs.
Cunningham wouldn't say how much reimbursement West Virginia Medicaid gets from Gilead. And remember, West Virginia requires a liver damage score of 2 or higher for Medicaid to cover treatment. But we do have a ballpark. In an emailed statement, Gilead says that on average, the price Medicaid pays per bottle is now less than $10,000 for states that provide open access to all patients, regardless of liver damage score. Gilead did not respond to several inquiries for further clarification.
The retail price looks the same to anyone who would look at it if they were a cash-paying customer, but for insurance companies, the cost has come down a bit.
According to Gilead, the actual price paid across all payers has come down by more than half since 2014. When asked why West Virginia Medicaid doesn't treat everyone who tests positive for hepatitis C, Cunningham says cost is still an issue.
We just can't afford to treat everyone.
And sometimes, she says, people heal spontaneously and don't need to take the drugs at all. Research shows this is true, but West Virginia University liver doctor Kevin Mullen says waiting can be risky.
I mean, are there any risks associated with scarring on the liver? I mean, like waiting until that point? I mean, what are those risks?
There are. One is you could develop cancer of the liver, which is hepatocellular cancer, is typically seen in patients who already have cirrhosis and have had it for quite a while. So your risk of developing that cancer is starting to rise as soon as you get the cirrhosis stage.
But getting to that stage can take anywhere from 1 to 20 years, he says.
So the idea originally was to only treat the people who are in imminent danger of dying from their hepatitis C. So you get them on treatment, when their disease is more advanced. But this is the idea is that they need it more at that point. And then we're not going to worry about the patients who have very little fibrosis or scarring because they're not going to get into trouble for years, you know. That's not the way we normally do medicine, by the way, but this is the rationale, I think, behind you know, making sure they had a lot of fibrosis before we would treat them.
And if the drugs were more affordable or accessible, Mullen says it's possible, if everyone were to be treated and treated early, to eradicate hepatitis C. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedim Foundation, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:49. Areas of fog this morning becoming mostly sunny with high temperatures in the 80s and 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of rain and thunderstorms with lows in the 60s and 70s. Support for this program is provided by the staff and friends of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. In memory of our long-serving board member, Susan Landis, her tireless work on behalf of the arts, humanities, and philanthropy benefited so many. Susan's mentorship and service will be missed, but leaves a lasting legacy. This morning, we will hear the conclusion of 20-year-old Kira Soleil Dawes' story as part of our Struggle to Stay series. Yesterday, we heard Kira's theater group, Whiskey, Shine, and Pantomime Productions, opened its third production to the public, William Shakespeare's Hamlet. We also learned Kira's family have their own struggles with understanding Kira's gender fluidity, but are supportive nonetheless. Now, as we step back into Kira's story, we'll hear more about Kira's family and what a piece of sudden news will mean for Kira's struggle to stay. Liz McCormick reports.
So Whiskey, Shine, and Pantomime's production of Hamlet came to a close. Kira started writing an original play they hoped to showcase for the public in the summertime, and Kira continued to juggle a handful of jobs and lived paycheck to paycheck. And then, in May 2017, Kira got hit with some big news. Kira learned their mother, Kathleen Daw, and father, Brighton Daw, were moving out of West Virginia to Colorado for a job opportunity. Now, Kira's conflicted whether to follow them, especially for their mom.
Because I don't think I'm just my mom's kid. I think that I'm one of my mom's best friends. And my best friend's moving away. So that's really scary. But it is good. It is a good thing. But it's sad that they have to leave me to do it. But my family was certainly an incentive to stay in West Virginia because I had my family here. But now I don't really have that. So it is conflicting because I'm the only one here now. And of course my parents want me to follow them to Colorado. And it is tempting. There's a lot of cool stuff down there. But I'm not ready to leave here. My life is here.
You see, ever since the family moved to West Virginia, finances have been a battle. Kira's dad is a computer programmer, and he got a job here in the area in IT, or information technology, when Kira was 6 years old. When the family first arrived to West Virginia, they had money put away in savings from other jobs, and they did well for a while. The family bought a nice big house, lots of art, a couple cars. Kira started out well off. But the job Kira's dad picked up here wasn't as lucrative as the family hoped. And the savings and paychecks started to dwindle. When Kira was old enough to work, they started helping to pay their parents' bills.
They were stuck in West Virginia because they were in so much debt. And they had all these mortgages to pay off and no stable footing, no retirement set up, none of that. So you're basically trapped in a big old house that you can't afford. And so for my father to receive this incredible job opportunity in Colorado is huge. And it is the only way they could get out.
Kira says even though they're sad to see their parents leave the state, Kira will stay, as long as they don't feel the same trapped feeling their parents felt.
That's why I will stay here, because I feel free. But the second I'm unable to leave, the second I feel like my freedom is squandered, I will have to leave, because I will not tolerate that, because I watched my family go through that for the past decade.
This past June, Kira put on their fourth theater production at the Timberframe Folly, and things have been going well for Whiskey Shine and Pantomime Productions. In fact, earlier in the year, in February, WSP was made into an LLC, or Limited Liability Company. This was Kira's dream for years. Now, WSP is an official licensed company in the state of West Virginia. To Kira's surprise, it wasn't as hard to do as they thought it would be. Just a little paperwork and $100. But that was just the beginning.
It was so terrifying to become an LLC. It's really scary to have my name on that, because I'm so worried I'm going to screw it up. But at the same time, I can't think that, otherwise I'm gonna. I have to think that I'm gonna prove all those other little business owners that told me I couldn't do it and that it was too hard and that blah, 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 you can't do it. No, thank you. I'm not gonna take that for an answer. I'm gonna do it. But I'm terrified that I can't. But I'm gonna try my hardest to prove them wrong.
Becoming a business owner at 20 years old is scary for the same reasons it's exciting to Kira. This is a big step towards digging in long-term roots and settling for good here in West Virginia. Kira's next dream for WSP is to have a theater space to call their own, to continue to make art and thrive right here in Appalachia. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.
This concludes Kira Soledad's Struggle to Stay story. If you missed any of Kira's story, visit our website, wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, Marshall University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. I'm Teresa Wills.